Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. And to our friends around the world, welcome. We're all partners in freedom. Thank you for joining us. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And we really, really hope you amplify your efforts. Get people to vote. Get people to early vote. Share this far and wide, please. We have a lot of people to wake up in a short amount of time. And some of the th reasons we need to wake people up is for adaptability reasons. We're going to get into that right here, but we're going to show you a clip today of the or play a clip for you of the White House Press Secretary Jean-Pierre Karim Abdul-Jabbar. Anyway, we're going to she's about one third his size, but anyway, we're going to play a clip of her and Peter Doocy, and her answer is classic to showing the hatred that these people have in the administration for the American people, the blatant disregard and how they fend off any exposure to that blatant disregard. We're going to get into that. Hey, we're brought to you by three harmful foods. Oh, not that you should take it. You should not. In fact, quite the opposite. We live in an era where we have unparalleled technological advances. We've been amazing in our medical technology. Unfortunately, it's experimental. It's too expensive. We can't, you know all the tricks with insurance companies pay so they don't have to expose you to good treatment that works. But nonetheless, here's where it's really a problem. They're promoting a food pyramid in the federal government that has three very toxic foods. And it wrecks your skin, wrecks your joints, wrecks your energy. You look older, you feel older. And most people say, well, it's a sign of aging, and they mistaken it for that. That's not the case. Because it happens over time, we get fooled. But the reality is, if you remove these toxins from your diet, you could start to move this back pretty quickly. You say, well, what are they? Well, I'm glad you asked. Dr. Amy Lee, world-renowned nutritionist, has made a video. She wanted to shine light on this. And she goes, I've got this free video. You need to watch it because some of these foods, the toxins are actually being outlawed in foreign countries, but we persist here. And she is really exposing this and doing a great job. So what do I want you to do? Go watch a free video, threeharmfulfoods.com/Dave. That's the number three, harmfulfoods.com/Dave. And if you're on watching this on social media, well, all you got to do is click the link in the description box. Hey, we're going to play this clip for you, and it's really telling. Do you think it's fair to say that a lot of Americans who are aware of what's happening in North Carolina are concerned about $1.4 billion going to illegals of FEMA money, that we're sending $400 million there to Ukraine, $400 million plus change to Taiwan, $400 million to Israel for weapon systems? Pretty soon, this starts to really add up. And what are they giving the people on the ground? $750 that they have to pay back. At least that's the report we get. We're looking for the document. Here's the reality. The government should be hypersensitive to the fact that we don't think that the Biden-Harris administration cares about these people and is doing anything in the direction of mitigating these circumstances. In fact, they're being counterproductive. They're stopping rescuers that could save lives. They're stopping people from resupplying the victims that could save lives. And I want you to listen to Peter Doocy's question of Fox News. And then I want you to watch the reaction of this so-called representative of the government.
$200 million to folks who are.
President Biden is fond of saying, show me your budget and I will tell you what you value. If he's got money for people in Lebanon right now without Congress having to come back, what does it say about his values? There's not enough money right now for
His
people in North
values,
Carolina who
his.
need it. That's not misinformation.
Wait, no, that is. Your whole premise of the question is misinformation, sir.
Wait a minute. All he said. Well, this money is going to Lebanon. Why isn't it going to North Carolina? That's not misinformation. Those are budgetary facts.
What you don't, yes, it's misinformation.
I just mentioned
to you that we provided more than $200 million to folks who are impacted in the area. And I just shared with you that people are deciding not to,
to Congress that there's not enough money to help people.
We're talking about the SBA disaster loan.
That's money for people in North Carolina.
And that's important. And people in North Carolina need that. This is nothing new. Peter, this is nothing new. Congress comes together, they provide money, millions of dollars, for disaster relief. We're asking them to do the job that they have been doing for some time.
From a letter that President Biden sent to Johnson, McConnell, Schumer, and Jeffries. The president's letter is not misinformation. Would you agree?
No, the way you're asking me the question is misinformation. There is money that we are allocating to the impacted areas, and there's money there to help people who truly need it. There are survivors.
In the next segment, I'm going to read to you a very disturbing email from an individual named Jan who contacts me some, and she sends me good stuff. And then we're going to dovetail that into Laura Loomer and what she's saying is going on there. And if they were giving sufficient money, the stories I'm going to relate to wouldn't be the case. But let's go back to this. When he said, I'm giving you facts, money to Lebanon versus the money to North Carolina. Lebanon doubled the money in North Carolina. Shows you your values, doesn't it? The Lebanese are twice as important as American citizens. They've quantified it now. Biden's word, show me your budget and I'll show you your values. Well, Peter Ducey did that. So what does she say? It's misinformation. When he's reading from the budget, and he goes, how's that misinformation? I'm reading from the budget. And she says, it's the way you're asking the question. Oh, Peter, next time, get on your knees and beg to answer a question and finish it. And then she can answer. She can't answer. This is why she has to cut him off. This woman is as big a clown and as big of a hypocrite and hates America just as much as anybody else in this administration. Let's hear the rest.
Who need the funding? Who need the funding? And it's there.
That you don't like misinformation.
I said I actually said we have the money available to help survivors of Hurricane Helene and also Hurricane Milton. Now there's going to be a shortfall, right? Because we don't know how bad it's Hurricane Milton is going to be. And so we're going to need additional funding. We're going to need additional.
How long can these people stay alive without food that are still stranded? And you're preventing the helicopter pilots that are privately doing their own job of rescuing that the government is not doing. You tell me, how many people are going to die while we figure out how much money we need? Do what needs to be done. Why is the 82nd Airborne still locked up in Fort Bragg? Not Fort Liberty, it's Fort Bragg. Why isn't the National Guard been called out? Why? Why aren't you answering that question? Because you hate America as much as Kamala Harris more.
Additional funding.
That's exactly what I just asked about. And you said it was misinformation.
Yes. What you're asking me is why Congress needs to come back and do their job. That's what you're asking me. Congress needs to come back and do their job and provide extra assistance, extra funding to disaster relief fund. That's what Congress needs to do. And we're going to continue.
Stop spending the money on illegals. $1.4 billion. Watch. She gets her ass handed to her, and watch how she handles it.
Need to urge that. You may not want that, but that's okay. That's what this president wants, and that's what the vice president wants. Thanks, everybody.
Can you believe that, people?
President Biden.
Can you believe what you just saw? The blatant disregard for American citizens. What makes you think that you couldn't live in some area of trouble and they're going to do nothing for you? People say, can we take 4 more years of Kamala? We can't take 4 more months. That's it for The Common Sense Show. Check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv for the very best in investigative reporting. 5-star ratings on the world's major platforms, thecommonsenseshow.tv. We'll see you over there.